Lecture 24, Cultural Exchange in Gothic Europe.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with cultural issues, especially with regard to Western Europe and Outremer, and the question of cultural exchange during the period of the Crusades. A good deal of the emphasis will be on the 12th and very early 13th centuries. And I think I need to preface this lecture with a couple of general remarks as to the role of the Crusades in cultural exchange and in propelling cultural change. A good deal of it is simply as a result of all the economic changes I mentioned in an earlier lecture. That is, there was far more money available, which sustained all the kinds of cultural achievements we'll see in really what is late Romanesque and Gothic Europe. There's also another important issue that should be raised in tandem with it, and that is the 12th century has often been seen as a period of, well, a medieval renaissance. Homer Haskins wrote a very defining book called The Renaissance of the 12th Century, in which he laid out all the changes in intellectual life in Europe that occurred during that first century of the Crusades. Many of these intellectual currents can be traced back very early in medieval history to the Carolingian Age, in some cases to late antiquity. But there was a general raising of the level of European education and European intellectual achievements. This vision of an intellectual revival has also been tied to important changes in visual arts, notably the shift from Romanesque architecture to Gothic architecture, a phenomenon in northern France, but a phenomenon that eventually changed European attitudes towards architecture across Western Europe. It was brought into England, it was brought into Germany, and ultimately arrived in Italy as well. And that birth of Gothic architecture in the mid-12th century is an extremely important change in European visual arts overall. Where did the Crusades play a role in this is a question that can be debated. It is very easy to overstate the case that early Gothic Europe somehow embodies the spirit of the Crusades, that the Crusade is behind all these changes. I certainly wouldn't go so far as to argue that position. The transition from Romanesque to Gothic architecture is quite independent of whatever went on with the Crusades. That is a shift from a very simple basilican church, tends to be dark with sculptural figural decoration that is really Celtic and Germanic in origin and presents the image of an Old Testament, to a Gothic cathedral, which I always think of as a skeleton, in order to allow the architects to fill it in with glass, painted glass, stained glass, emit light, and with it is associated changes in figural art that stresses the sacrifice, the Virgin Mary, the crucifixion. These are changes in the spiritual and architectural life of Europe that went on with or without the Crusades. Nonetheless, what I'd like to stress in this lecture is a sense of where the Crusades enriched, directed, changed the pace of European cultural and intellectual developments in the 12th century. And in this sense, the lecture is a parallel to the lecture I dealt with about cultural and intellectual changes in the Byzantine world, because both of these are going on simultaneously. Well, as in the Byzantine world, the Crusades in literary arts is a major impetus to the development of history, even more so in Western Europe than it was in Constantinople. And here I don't think there's much doubt of where the Crusades provided the type of themes that would inspire historians to write first-rate analyses of cause and effect of why human events take place. As in Constantinople, even more than in Constantinople, the tradition of writing historical accounts was largely chronicles well into the 11th century and beyond. That is simply a bare narrative of events without much attempt to explain what's going on. And chronicles come in various versions and types of accounts, usually very, very specific to their locale. Well, the First Crusade inspired two very important historians to write accounts in Latin. They are the basis of very much of what we know about the First Crusade, and both of them were eyewitness participants.